art in the celluloid form. It's Art Talk on KCRW. One show, two artists who confront the legacies of modern architecture. Catherine Opie, who came to L.A. to attend CalArts, is doing something a bit different from her usual bare freeways and Beverly Hills landscapes. And Judy Fiskin takes to the Super 8 to talk about the end of photography. It is art that addresses modernism and change. And Hunter Drohioska-Philp is here with this week's Art Talk. Hello, Hunter.
Hello, Steve.
Let's start with Catherine Opie. What is precisely different from what she usually does?
Well, for one thing, it's a film. It's entirely silent, and unlike most films, it's made up entirely of black and white film stills that are sort of collaged together over a 22-minute period. It's based on this film from 1963, La Jetée, by Chris Marker.
So what are we going to see in this show, then?
Well, it's a rather disturbing story, acted out by Kathy's friend, whose name is Pigpen, a heavily tattooed character who goes around with a can of gasoline and a box of matches.
This isn't the Peanuts character.
This is an interpretation of that character.
Yeah.
And the character goes around to some of the most renowned houses in Los Angeles in the case study sense in the mid-century architecture, starting, of course, with Larry Gagosian's own house, which was designed in 1955 by A. Quincy Jones, and burns them to the ground. Burns these houses to the ground, and it's clearly an artistic statement. You see pictures of the Pigpen in the studio working out how it's going to happen, reading volumes of architecture books and making little models.
Is this just about the film part of it, or is it about the part of modern architecture? What's the meaning on all of this?
Well, I would say that it's about sort of confronting some of the utopian ideas behind modernism, but it has another aspect to it, which is the architect Michael Molson, who's a very revered contemporary architect, has built a little mini theater inside the gallery where you see this film. And that structure in itself alludes to the idea of modern design. It has slightly curved, streamlined corners, and it's covered in a dull silver finish. So the actual theater reflects Opie's black and white photographs from the walls of the gallery back, but they're all distorted, sort of like funhouse mirrors.
Mm.
It's so the show has different components. It has this kind of sculptural component, her own photographs, and then the film, which is being shown on a loop.
There is another artist long interested in modern architecture. What is the history of Judy Fiskin?
Another extraordinary artist, and she was known really for these very small black and white photographs that she took of not glorified modern homes, but those stucco apartment buildings that are arrayed around Los Angeles. They're actually called dingbats. And she was known for this. She was known as a photographer, and as photography kind of ceased to exist in the way that she had learned to do it with, you know, the alchemical processes and the darkroom and the paper, she made a film called The End of Photography. The piece that's on view at the Richard Tejas Gallery is sort of a similar theme in that she's confronted the issue of the iPhone.
This sounds, Hunter, like a story about change, about moving on to newer things. And is that am I right about that?
Well, like a lot of photographers, she had mixed feelings about the arrival of the iPhone and the fact that that's how we document everything now. We take use it for records, we use it to document our loved ones, and we use it for fine art. And she broke down and became an iPhone addict, and that is what her latest film is about, sorting through 7,000 iPhone images and sort of trying to make sense of what she took pictures of and why, and how some of them are even cliches. And she's been willing to embrace the fact that the iPhone is so readily available that we just have to be able to love the process despite ourselves.
Well, the Catherine Opie Show at Regan Projects continues through February 17th, and that is also the end date, February 17th, for the Judy Fiskin Show over at Richard Tejas. Hunter Drohioska-Philp with this week's Art Talk. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.